opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. Always live as well on the free Odyssey app. Our top story today is Commanders OTAs. Typically, we do 5 o'clock, not my beat, top story. We're going to hit that at 5:30 with John Keim from ESPN. It was great to hang out with Cakes today out in Ashburn. And he said he'd come on the show, just couldn't do 5 o'clock. So we're going to switcheroo-ski here and do what was kind of our top story yesterday in terms of the way the news broke. Tom Thibodeau was fired. We talked about it and kind of talked about some of the bigger structural forces at play in the league and why someone like Tibbs is both one of the best coaches in the league, but also you understand why he got fired. And luckily for us, someone else has been thinking about these things too. And so with that, we bring in Colin Sauhau, who writes for Front Office Sports and actually wrote an article in April with a different theory about why, at the time, coaches like Taylor Jenkins in Memphis and Mike Malone in Denver were getting the boot. So, Colin, first of all, hello and thank you for your time. Welcome to the show.
Of course. Glad to know someone else is thinking about the same things as me.
Yes, yes, indeed. It just took me an extra 2 months to get there and one extra coach getting fired. So for background for the audience, Colin, you write about business, sports business things, and a lot of basketball, but sports business at Front Office Sports. Why do you think that the business side of the NBA might be intersecting with some of the basketball and specifically coaching decisions?
I think it's always been intersecting. I think anyone who's a fan knows that what we don't know, but what we kind of sort of see is that owners are dictating the way that our teams operate. But when owners dictate things, the general managers have to, you know, abide by those things. And now it just so happens that in the NBA, there's aprons that came out in the salary cap structure in the 2023 CBA that are really making it a lot more difficult to make moves. So I think that generally, you have to be able to look at all those different factors when you're talking about building your roster that ultimately is what we all cheer for and want when we want our teams to win.
So when you look at a team, let's say, like, let's go with the two that you wrote about back in April. Let's say you're looking at the Grizzlies, you're looking at the Nuggets. Can you flesh that out for people? Why would they're a second apron team make you want to say, fire Mike Malone?
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll start with this. The Nuggets are the prime example of a team that's been worried about the salary cap and these aprons for years, right after they won a championship, right? They win a title, and the first thing they do is not bring back Bruce Brown, not pay him. And then a year later, they don't bring back Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, and they rely on, you know, Christian Brown, who played, you know, very, very well this year, but it's kind of cut their depth down. And if you really look into the weeds, it's because they were trying to make sure that their money, you know, was not going to exceed certain aprons, or they could be more flexible as it went forward. Now, you can make the case that that this is something that teams have been doing for years and not just now. But if you go earlier in the season, GMs answered a GM survey. We were all about these surveys now, as we know, with the Tyrese Halliburton being overrated type survey. And the GMs answered a survey, and their biggest concern was these aprons and how it's affecting roster construction and roster flexibility. And you see it in the moves. So when the Nuggets did that, they, you know, kind of trimmed down their roster, and you see the effects. They had the best player in the league and still weren't able to win a championship, make it past the second round for 2 years in a row. What else can they do except fire their coach and hopefully go a different direction? And I think that a lot of teams are kind of looking at it that way. Not to say, again, that that's not been done before, but I think you can't argue that there's an effect from these second aprons.
Colin Sowa with us from Front Office Sports here on the Hoffman Show. So the thing I talked about yesterday with Thibodeau, Colin, which is kind of where the rubber meets the road on all of this, is he just got them on the verge of the NBA Finals. If they don't blow game one, who knows? We might be talking about a game seven, maybe even the Knicks win it in six. Like, we don't know. Game one was not only enormous in terms of there's only six or seven of them in a series, and that's a large percentage if you lose one, but the demoralization that happened to New York, and that game swung on a couple of plays, including a goaltend that wasn't called in the Knicks' favor. Right. So, like, the margins are very, very slim, but if you listen to some of the reporting around a coach like Tibbs, there's also a lot of problems. So, like, when these owners make these decisions, they're like, oh, the coach that we have isn't good enough to get this roster to where we want to go, and they decide to blame the coach, not the roster. And a guy like Tom Thibodeau, who's widely considered one of the better coaches in the league, even with his flaws, isn't good enough. Are there enough good coaches to go around?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, I tweeted it yesterday after the news. I was like, to a certain extent, you can make the case as to why you would let go of someone like Tom Thibodeau, who, you know, he's never really, like as much as good as he's been, like, you could say that maybe he caps your team, he has a ceiling, something like that. But who's out there? You know, there's always this argument with all-star snubs. Like, you know, if you're a snub, who are you taking out of the all-star game? I'll say the same thing with this. Who is coming in? You know, some people have said Michael Malone, but he kind of coaches the same way as Tibbs. So I kind of just come from a standpoint of, I just really agree with you because, you know, we really don't know, and you have to, like, look for a replacement. That being said, you know, we didn't know who Mark Daigneault was before he came onto the Thunder, and, you know, you have to give him a lot of credit for who they, you know, what the team that they've become. You know, Steve Kerr joined the Warriors and turned them into that team. So we might, you know, not just be privy to some of these things and, you know, be reactive to what's happened now. But I just think that, you know, the Knicks haven't really shown that they've been good at choosing certain things like this. So it's hard to trust that.
Right. If you're a team like New York and you're like, oh, we're so close, we need an established veteran coach, it's like, you mean someone who's been fired? Because yeah. You're either haven't coached yet or you've already coached before, and that typically only ends one way. So, like, if you're thinking about the way NBA teams should move here, Colin, would you just continue to take flyers? Not flyers. That's too that assumes that you're just guessing, right? These are very, very smart people in front offices around the league. And right. They have wide networks of people that they know. They watch other teams. They understand who is helping who in terms of player development, or maybe that guy's got a great reputation for drawing up plays, scheme, whatever. So it's not flyers, but ultimately you don't know until they're in the chair. Would you just be taken to then use the word flyers on young guys? Would you be targeting specific organizations, be like, oh, we just get the next guy on the Thunder bench? Like, how would you be approaching it if we understand how hard it is based off the roster mechanics and that you know that you need to have a really good coach to win in this league?
I think that based on the roster of the Knicks, you have to get the veteran that's out there, because you already know that these Villanova boys on the Knicks and Cat, these are veterans that want a proven commodity on the team. I think, you know, I mentioned Mark Daigneault, but he came into a Thunder team that didn't have established players, with all due respect to Shai Gilgeous-Alexander at the time. So he didn't, he still had time to earn their respect. Whereas if you have a veteran team, one that clearly respects Tom Thibodeau, clearly has a good relationship with him, if you're removing him from the roster, I think all you can do is look for a coach that has championship pedigree, like a Michael Malone, that can come in and maybe change something. But I think to your point as well, you know, we've seen teams do this in recent years. Look at the Phoenix Suns and what's happened to them. You know, firing coaches year after year, coaches with veteran experience, with championship rings, and it still doesn't work out. So you can't promise it. And I'm as baffled as you about it, but you know, that's the league we're in.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So as we wrap with Colin Sowhow here on the Hoffman Show, we get back to the structure at play here, the system at play. Like, I think there is growing frustration within the NBA about these aprons. Like, nobody likes it. Maybe the owners do, and if the owners do, then, like, good luck. But ultimately, I think a lot of teams, and you referenced in your article, Wick Grosbeck of the Celtics saying, he is, like, I'll pay the tax bill. We can't do basketball stuff. This is bad. Do you think that ultimately they will reverse course the next time the CBA comes up to try to undo this because it seems to be doing more harm than good? Or is it accomplishing exactly what the NBA wants, where there are no super teams that can be built? You're always one injury seemingly away, like the Celtics, from having to blow up a really good team. And we're theoretically going to, you know, get even more parity when we've already now secured seven champions in 7 years. Is this actually working the way the NBA wants, both in that it's doing what it set out to and it's good for the league?
Yeah, I think that when they come to the table and discuss this, I think the owners and the GMs and the executives are going to be the ones to be like, we need to make change. Because it's difficult. Like you said, Wick Grosbeck has talked about it themselves. And I think they're starting to realize just how impactful this is. Now, from Adam Silver's perspective, from the league's perspective, they like parity. That was the whole point of doing this. They were so, you know, shocked at how, like, players and teams were mad at what happened in 2016 with KD going to Golden State, that they needed to find a way to not build super teams. And that's where we are now. And we kind of are in this cycle of, hey, it worked, but did it work too much? There's too much parity? So I think there's going to be a world where some teams and owners complain. And in fact, you know, the teams that are kind of being faced with this are all teams, you know, the Celtics or the Nuggets and the Grizzlies. So again, it achieved that parity, but I think it's getting to a point where it might be like, well, we are stuck. So I see a world where they're going to push back. I definitely see a world. But if you're the NBA, it did what you wanted. I can also see them being like, hey, we're fine with this. I think ultimately what happens is there are going to be tweaks. There might be changes to some of these penalties that come with it, like losing certain draft picks or not being able to compile salaries and trades for second apron teams. But I think you'll see some of these penalties stay, maybe not framed in the same way as like a first or a second apron.
Interesting. That's definitely going to be something to watch, because I think the NBA is at its best when there can be dynasties, when there can be teams that you root for over a long period of time. You establish rivalries. I mean, no one would have put the Cavs and Warriors as a great NBA rivalry, but it's the one that defined the 2010s. And if you're eliminating the possibility for that to happen, I actually don't think that's a good thing for the league, even if you're getting more parity. So TBD on that one. Colin Sowow, writing for Front Office Sports. Colin, this was great. Appreciate your time, sir. Thanks for coming on the show.
Of course, anytime.
That's Colin Sowow, everybody, with us here on The Hoffman Show. John Keim in about a little more than 15 minutes at 5:30. I want to talk more about what Colin and I just talked about next here on the Team 980.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.